Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
It's good to have all y'all with us tonight. As you can see, I am on the Appeal to Heaven side tonight, not just the regular old American flag side tonight. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to you, Zoom. All my Zoomers, all the YouTubers. We love you guys. We appreciate Richard Miller's here bright and early, man. You know, Richard, I don't think since you've been here that we've actually ever sang our welcome song. Have we ever sang a welcome song since Richard's been here?
What is that welcome song?
Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Woo! Oh, when the saints, yeah. All right. That is not the football team we're talking about. That is our brothers and sisters in heaven. Now, tonight we're going to have a little bit different of a night, but this is Holy Spirit Conference Week in Amarillo, Texas. And it's a powerful, powerful, powerful church and a great bunch of believers. And, of course, the Holy Spirit Conference is always a great conference. So what we got right off is a message from Jonathan Kahn about what's going on there. Now, Jonathan Kahn is a Messianic Jew and born-again, Spirit-filled, mighty man of God with great revelation from the Holy Spirit. And he's got a prophetic word about this. You may have already heard it, but if you haven't, then, you know, just hook up. It's going to be a good time tonight. When he's finished, Dr. Barclay should be done with worship. We can't listen to the worship because they seem to shut us off at this point whenever we play music. But if pastor's teaching, then at that point, Sister Leanne will go to the Holy Spirit Conference and enjoy that evening with Dr. Barclay. He's got a good message for this week, ignorant no more. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul, by the Holy Spirit, said, I would not have you ignorant concerning spiritual things. And so it's a great conference, and we're glad to have you with us tonight. I am going to go get some sleep. Haven't had any now for about 2 days. So Sister Leanne is not going to let me out the door unless I actually sleep some more. It's a poet and didn't even know. Make a rhyme every time. Did you see that? It's the Holy Spirit. He's in me. So anyways, I sure do love all y'all. And we'll see you again tomorrow morning. I'm headed for the hay stack. Why'd they always say that? Hit the hay. Did people used to sleep in the hay?
Yeah, the farm hands, the ranch hands.
I guess that'd be all right, because when you rolled out, you'd just be right there ready to milk the cows.
Yep. Right.
However, I'm sleeping on a mattress, a comfortably mattress. All right, here we go. Sure do love you guys. We'll see you soon. It's going to be a good night. You ready?
I am.
Here we go. Hi, everybody. It is so good to be here with you. Now, let me finish setting up here since I noticed that Pastor didn't do that.
I did not set it up. No.
Yet.
I was busy talking.
Oh, my goodness. We've just had more excitement today than most people just want to have. This seems to be par for our course here. So let me finish getting us going here. Whoops, did I actually copy that or did I just X out of it? I believe I just X'd out of it, but that's all right. We recognized it and went back and got it. Hope everyone all day long has been praying every time you think about it, invoking God's vengeance against all this wickedness, canceling every plan of the stinking enemy. and calling God's will on this earth as it is in heaven. And what am I doing now? Oh, I need to make my phone the co-host so that I can share things. And also, let's...
While you're doing that, I'm just going to pray.
Start us out. I can hear you talking to me, but I can't understand what you're saying.
It's not on. My Zoom is not on.
Your Zoom is not on?
Do you have volume down there? On your tablet, your computer?
What about it?
Did you turn the volume up? Testing 1, 2, 3. Isn't that interesting?
Phone, make co-host. Ouch.
You know, anyways, while you're getting the rest of that ready, I was just going to talk. No, just keep going.
Okay.
I was just going to talk and say that the we pray for our children every day. I want to encourage you to pray for the children of Hamas.
Oh, my.
And Hezbollah. The book of Exodus chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments. And God said to Moses, I will not hold the sins of the fathers against the children if they love me. If the children will love God, he won't hold their father's sins against them. And so in all of our praying, pray for them, for the Hamas and the Hezbollah children to just defect.
Yeah, be free and delivered.
Run out there, the Israelite soldiers with their hands in the air and a white sheet saying, don't shoot, please help me.
Yeah.
Because Israel will help them.
Yeah.
And it'll be a testimony.
Yeah.
It'll be a testimony. Yeah, against Hamas. Anyways, I'm not sure why you can't hear me. That's really weird.
I can hear you.
But you
quite
be
clearly,
hear me,
you're
right
here.
You should be able to hear me right here.
Well, I hope I have sound there.
It's me.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's Pastor. He's running through his headset, which is out there someplace. Okay. So I'm going to share the screen right now, and we'll get us started with our pledges, our opening prayers. And I'd like us to also say a prayer together over us as the body of Christ. Here we go. Here, I'm trying to go. There we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer, this whole beginning declaring who we are in Christ. We remember this. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray these two verses. We pray this over Jerusalem every day, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives. And we also are praying this now over these terrorists, over Hezbollah and Hamas and everyone involved. We pray Jeremiah 24:7 that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. And now let's also, I'd like to pray this prayer together as well. We are the cavalry. We need to remember this in these times with our prayers and standing in agreement. Hi, Miss Audrey and Sunday. Love you guys. So glad you're with us. And we have Sister Phyllis too with us. So glad you guys are all here. And I see there's others too. I just don't see your names. So anyways, here we go. Let's pray this boldly together. Lord, we ask for an increase of the boldness you're pouring into your ecclesia. Pour the powerful oil of Holy Spirit upon us, enabling us to arise and make the boldest stand earth has ever seen. Light the fire of courage in our hearts. Awaken love for truth so strongly in us that regardless of what hell throws our way, we won't speak unbelief. Instead, we will shout the promises of God in the faces of darkness, spiritual enemies, and a rebel government, awaken hearts, infusing them with confidence. As we're moving into the time of the reset battle for the soul of our nation, we will run into battle with King Jesus and his angel armies. Hallelujah. We will take back all that hell has tried to steal. We ask for Holy Spirit's aggression against hell's iniquity and thrones of darkness. We will not share habitation with them, and neither will Israel. Whoops. And once again, we pray for those fighting evil in America and in Israel, in war, on legal and governmental fronts. We ask for the exposure and removal of evil prosecutors and corrupt government agencies. We ask for exposure of their dishonesty and government lawfare and oppression. Shake it down. Bring defeat and disgrace to those who pervert justice and defund them and their sources. Give brilliant strategies, perfect timing, and abundant resources, millions of dollars, to those fighting for righteousness. Declare victory from heaven for those being falsely accused. Restore justice and a pure constitutional government to America. Shake down all else. And it is in the authority of Christ we pray and declare these things. Amen. And we declare that a supernatural reset has begun and that the ecclesia will now rise with unflinching boldness, advancing and taking back the land. Amen. Amen. And I like it as we're reading these prayers. it's saying expose the evil and the lies Yesterday, if you guys have been following Amir's stream at all, the Iranians had actually bombed, I think by mistake, a hospital in Gaza, and then they blamed Israel for it, and Israel was like, that can't be. Well, anyways, in the process of it, one of their head Iranian guys was doing a video while it went on behind him, so the backdrop was of them shooting the hospital, or one of their rockets went amiss and hit the hospital, and in here they had broadcast it, and also a statement of them admitting that, you know, it couldn't have been them because at this time, you know, Israel was doing this and we were here doing this, and it was the exact time that the rocket hit that they were setting up to do their thing. So anyways, they told on themselves, and of course many of the news networks that are supporting them are still trying to stick with the story, but it's coming out little by little. More and more people are going, so that's awesome. You know, that is a God thing when they start turning on themselves and telling on themselves. And he does say the devil always shows his hand. So here we go. I have such a difficult time in all of this, fighting over this land, and how the people that are supporting the terrorists saying that they, you know, deserve this land, or, you know, it's ridiculous. There is no land on this earth. There is nothing on this earth that is worth doing the horrendous things that they have done towards these people, and why these people aren't seeing that it's a demonic for them to even be supporting or saying it's okay because they deserve this land is demonic, and that's what it is. They're veiled, their eyes have been veiled by this wickedness. So we pray, Father, open the eyes of their understanding, help them see. So anyways, enough of that. This is a really good message. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but so much of Jonathan Kahn's message is, he's very prophetic. And like we said, he is Jew, Christian, very Christian Jew. And his messages are so amazing. God has given him such an anointing of understanding and putting all of these pieces together. So like Pastor said, we're going to watch him for the first half hour until Dr. Barclay's the conference gets past the singing and worship and all of that, so we can actually just play the message. So here we go with Brother Jonathan Kahn. If you've read any of his books, I think the first one I ever read of his was The Harbinger, was his biggest bestseller. And all of his books have been amazing, but that was the first and the biggest. And he put so many things in order for me in my mind. It all becomes pretty clear. So here we go. Now I'm going to share this from my phone, and it's going to happen immediately, seamlessly, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Here we go. Oh, let me stop my camera. And let's find Brother Jonathan Kahn. Here we go.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Glasses on the court.
Thank you.
Shalom. And shalom, Juliana. I see you here. It's so good to have you with us. Now, let me stop this share real quick. Now, was that amazing or what? Let's stop the share. Whoops. Oh, my goodness. I'm just talking away here and didn't realize I was muted. So was that amazing or what? And we say shalom to Jonathan Kahn and shalom to Juliana. I see you there. It's so good to have you with us. So did that set a whole bunch of things in order for you or what? It's just amazing the gift that God has given him, the understanding and, of course, the revelation as a prophet. It's amazing. And, you know, one thing that I want to talk about, too, real quick before we go to the Holy Spirit conference is that I've heard so many people say at different times, but especially now, they've said, you know, that that our God is a killer, too. He's killed babies. He's, you know, asked for whole races of people to be destroyed. Now let's look at that. Let's look at that real quick. The reason for that is spirits do not die, but they have to have something living to inhabit in order to move or accomplish or do anything. Some of these ancient peoples that now we're dealing with here, they so received, usually through a pleasure, some sort of sin, they've received these demonic spirits into their lives, and they've become so inhabited with them and their children and their animals and everything else. The only way to get rid of their ability to move and affect people was for them to be killed off while they were out in the middle of the desert. So the only way to do that would be to take away the life, and then they'd just be stuck there and not have the ability to move and affect other people. That is why God at different times said, go and wipe them out, everything, the people, the children, the animals, everything. Now, a lot of times when they would have these battles, the soldiers would bring loot back, part of their camps, whether it was clothing or jewelry or whatever. There were times that God even told them, do not even bring any of the loot or their loot back with you, because it could infest the rest of your camp. So don't bring any of that into your camp. And so when people have a tendency to say that, that is the only reason that God ordered races to be destroyed like that, was to stop these demonic spirits. Had they listened and done that, we wouldn't be dealing with all of this now. These are the same spirits from the beginning. The same spirits that were working then are working now. They just keep taking different positions in bodies and lives and maneuvering through them. So anyways, I just wanted to address that real quick, because I've heard people say that so many times before. And I have to say, in my early life as a Christian, learning things, I kept thinking, wow, he is such a loving and merciful God. Why would he order for these people to be killed, and especially their children and their animals? We always think of the children and animals as innocent, but when all they know is that, and they've received in those demonic spirits, there's just, it would have stopped it there. We wouldn't have had all of this murder and torture and all of these horrendous things happen in all of these thousands of years had they been dealt with then. So that's that. Now I'm going to pull up Dr. Barclay, the Holy Spirit Conference. And it looks like Pastor sent me a little note here that said 47 minutes. All right, so we'll start it at 47 minutes, because that must be where the praise and worship has stopped, and then we don't have to deal with the Okay. I think we have it here. Well, that's kind of 48 minutes. Let's go back a little bit. Anyways, I hope that that message by Jonathan brought some understanding, because we definitely need that now. And wow, it definitely pulled some things into order for me. Just about every message he teaches, though, puts a whole bunch of puzzle pieces together, a great level of understanding with things going on. All right, so I'm going to share the screen again, and we'll go to the Holy Spirit Conference. Oops. I'm on my way. On my way. I have to get my phone to share again. Here we go. Okay, I got to stop this and advance us a little bit past this worship because they'll take us off and cut out our sound and everything else if we play the music parts. So we'll jump right ahead to Dr. Barclay. I think I see him there. This is a challenge in itself. Okay, we'll start there and hopefully that's far enough in. Here we go.
Right here. Claire, he is free and delivered. It's demonic spirit in Jesus' name. No more. In the name of Jesus. Never return to her life or any other. I should be a table of the head 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 of
Correctly, I didn't show you today.
And the Yadikabalakusha, the Yatubarakulatikitavarahiyoshus doyate. That the Yadikabalakusha, the Yatabalakulatiki. That the Yadikusha, Yatabalakulatikitavarahiyoshus doyate.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You can't have me. It's demons. You can't have me. God, I am you. By the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, we'll go ahead and stop it right here. I'm just always anxious to hear how the budget is doing. It's just amazing how quickly those huge budgets get paid. It's wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for that. So, wow, that was a good meeting tonight. really good meeting. A couple of things that stood out to me. One thing that he was talking about when he was talking about the curse of people, when they try to curse one of the prophets, even with their words. Now, I don't know how familiar people are in general with that, but wow, that is a serious thing. When God said, do my prophets no harm, what was that whole verse? There's a beginning to that something, and do my prophets no harm. He was serious about that. We have heard cases over and over again. Many times those cases don't get heard of because people don't put it together. But when you're in the ministry, you hear of case after case where people have spoken badly about a prophet of God, one of the preachers, pastors, one of the fivefold ministry, and they've tried to cause them a lot of trouble and cursed them. And they wound up losing their life, or at the very least, a whole series of horrible events goes along with that. When people do that, they open themselves up to demonic influence happening. So be careful to never do that. Even if you have a pastor that you think is a little off of where he's supposed to be, pray for him. Don't curse him. Don't talk about him behind his back. Don't try to cause him trouble. Pray for him. If you're in a position where you can go to him and talk to him and say, what is this about? Because it just isn't seeming right from my standpoint. You can even do that and look for an explanation. But for heaven's sake, don't try to cause him any trouble. Don't try to cause him any trouble, and don't curse him with your words, because that is one curse that over and over and over again has come back on the sender. And like I said, you know, most people don't put the events together unless you're in the ministry and know what's happening. And then you see that it has happened. So that's something. Don't ever do that. Just pray for them, or talk to them if you can, or both. So. That was really interesting. All of the demons that he has mentioned, you know, they've all been here since, you know, forever, since Satan landed on this earth. Those demons have been here at work. They are so distinct now. We can see them very distinctly manifested. There's no question in most cases anymore if this is a demon thing or if it's not, or, you know, maybe it's a set of circumstances that have happened that have made it appear that way. But it's just becoming very blatantly clear now where the demonic activity is in there. And you can almost call them out and name them, you know, the demon of deceit, the demon of illness, the demons, you know, you can pretty well call them out. They've manifested very clearly now. I was really interested when he said that spirits of or demons of deceit are the ones that lead to poverty. I would have never put those two things together. And it is something that I'm probably going to study out. But yeah, it makes sense that if you are deceived about so many things, it would bring poverty. I know one of the things, like he's talking about the tithe and sowing seed into the kingdom of God right now too. So many people are in that mindset, even though God said by the tithe, he will protect you and he will bless your life. So many people now are deceived into thinking by these demons of deception that, oh, the preachers are just after your money. Look at how much money they have. You know, they've got jets and everything else. Well, yeah, but they're the biggest helpers in this world too and in the kingdom of God. But people don't see that. They have been deceived. So that's interesting. And not paying tithe and not giving does lead to poverty. That's biblical. It is a biblical fact. but I just had not ever thought of putting those things together. And then when he was talking about separating the sheep from the goats, that I believe in my lifetime, or at least that I've been conscious of it, more so now than ever before, it is becoming very distinct, the sheep from the goats. You have the believers, and then you have those that are so far off, and it is becoming very, very apparent, and that is end time things too. And then the few people that are on the fence that don't really want to commit to anything, they're going to be cast out too, because even Jesus said, you know, because you're not hot or cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So it's that time that you have to take a stand for what you're going to believe. It just is. It's time to take a stand for God and be for God in every part of your life. Let there be no mistake about what position you stand in. You don't want to be spewed out. So that was just a really, really interesting, especially after listening to the first part with Jonathan Kahn and talking about all of the demonic spirits that are manifesting right now. It's interesting to hear this take from Dr. Barkley too. It made me laugh too when he was talking about the spirit of Hershey. That was very funny, except it kind of, since Hershey has gone woke, very openly woke, there kind of is a spirit of Hershey now. So that was just really comical. So that was a good conference. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You always pick up tidbits of something, but just to be in that spirit, that presence, and watching God working in these people's lives when pastor is laying hands on them, this is just amazing. Our God is so good and does whatever it takes to help bring us to him. And now on that note, let's get ready for communion. If you don't have your communion elements yet, go get your grape juice and or water if you don't have grape juice, crackers, some bread. If you don't have either of those, you can use something else. We just try to keep this as a holy thing, doing as close to what Jesus did as we possibly can. And he used wine and bread, or grapes and bread. I guess they didn't let things ferment that long to turn them into wine, or maybe they did. Yeah, they may have. He did turn water into wine. That's right. So anyways, if you don't have grape juice, or bread, or a cracker, you can use something else. We do pray over our elements, and we'll bless them anyway if you're in a pinch. So first, I'll read the verses out of the Bible from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to be reading verses 23 to 31. And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation. If there's anyone that's with us, or will see this in the future, that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'll put up the prayer on the screen, and that's what it takes, is praying that prayer, inviting Jesus into your life, receiving him. You don't have to have a perfect life. You don't have to be sin-free, because that just isn't. You don't have to know your Bible inside and out. You don't have to do any of that to start your Christian life. You need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then that learning process takes place. And then it's a wonderful process, because Holy Spirit inhabits you too and will help all of these things change. So, so the first step is making Jesus your Lord and Savior. So we will say that prayer together, and then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. And so here we go. I'm going to read the verses of scripture right now. Run and get your communion elements if you don't have them yet. Again, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, which is his redemptive work, what he did to buy us back until he comes. Verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. By examining yourself, that means realizing you are a sinner and you need a Savior, Jesus. You're not just doing this flippantly for something to do. You're realizing the importance of what Jesus did for you. Verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. What a wonderful Father that gives us the opportunity to judge ourselves and realize the position we're in. And then he doesn't judge us. Thank you, Father. So, as I said, I'm going to share the screen right now, and we will put up the prayer of salvation so that you can pray it out loud. We'll pray it together and mean this from the very depths of your heart. This is the decision that changes your whole life here, and it changes your entire eternity. This decision must be made for you to spend an eternity in heaven. So don't wait. Don't think you have to have anything else in order. Like I said, Holy Spirit will help you change all of the things that need to be changed. This is the first step, is this decision. So here we go. Our prayer of salvation. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the time, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so excited for you. And it just is the prayer that we just prayed said, fill me with your Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit now will begin to help you change your life. He'll help bring understanding to you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. There is not a more important decision to have made. So congratulations to you. Please get a hold of us if this is the first time you've made this decision. And our contact information will be in the notes at the bottom of the program. And you can also go to, and YouTube, sorry. You can also go to our website, which is SamuelJCottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And our contact information is there. We would love to hear from you. Pastor would be so happy to answer any questions that you have. Many people have questions about this very prayer and the communion prayer that we pray. They are all biblically based, but they're to new believers, they can be confusing. And we've had many people ask us about it. In fact, Pastor keeps saying that one of these nights he's actually going to do a teaching on that. And he needs to, because enough people ask, what does this even mean? So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. And we'll help you bring understanding. We're here every day of the week, twice a day, Monday through Friday. We're here Saturday night and Sunday at noon. So you can always be with us and have the support of these wonderful people that are here on a regular basis that we call Community of Faith. They're all wonderful believers. They're so supportive, and we'd love to have you be part of us. And we'll be the support you need us to be in your new walk as a Christian. So now let's take communion together. You cannot take communion too much. Receiving the body and blood of Jesus, people become healed doing this physically as well as emotionally. It just brings healing to your life. It invites Jesus in, makes him solidifies his part in your life. Many people that are on medications will take communion every time they take their medications, which is vitally important in healing. And they pray every time that the need for those medications be removed from them. And then they receive the healing blood of Jesus. That's what he died to give us, was healing. So receive it. Receive it. And in the Bible, it tells us as often. It doesn't say you can only do it once a month or twice a year or even once a day. You do it as often as you feel led by the Spirit. So, okay, I'm going to put up the communion. Let's pray over our elements. Father, we thank you for these communion elements in this time with you. We bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And now I'm going to put the communion prayers up on the screen, just like I did the prayer of salvation, so we can say that together and say it out loud. Here we go. We're praying over the bread. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now let's pray this out loud. This is the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because of your body broken, ours may be healed. And now let's pray over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I want to say, too, Sister Tracy is here. So good to be with you. We love you, Tracy. Rebecca, thank you for putting the verses in. I'm not able to do that anymore since I've been banned from commenting on YouTube. So bless your heart for doing that so people know the verses. As we were praying this prayer, and I was saying that many people may be confused a little bit about the prayer and what all that means as we're praying it. Many people who are churchgoers and have received communion together before are equally as confused by the length of the prayer that we pray, because in many, many churches, the communion, receiving of the communion, is very quick and very few words. I'm not saying that's wrong at all. I'm saying God bless Pastor Sam for when we're reading the verses of Scripture, and it talks about people taking the communion in an unworthy manner, which means just kind of flippantly taking it without realizing the depth of what we're doing, not discerning the Lord's body. By saying these prayers like this, we're all much more mindful and less at risk of taking it flippantly. When we're praying these prayers, we're much more mindful of this being the body and blood of Jesus and remembering why we're doing this. So I've always been very grateful for that, taking the time to actually know and receive and be mindful of that. So thank you, love. Thank you, Pastor Samuel, that he has us pray this prayer. And I know many people are just like, wow, this is way long for what communion is that I'm used to. But that's why he wants to make sure we're mindful of what we're doing. And it is important because, like the Bible teaches us, many are weak or sick, and some even die because they just do this as a flippant thing. They don't discern what they're doing or why, and that it's the Lord's body that you're receiving. So anyways, on that note, I just wanted to give that little bit of explanation because I know a lot of people that are new to us, they think we take it too often. They think we take it or take too long, but this is why. So, Sister Phyllis, are you still with us? Do you want to read us some closing verses? And I would like us again to read, I'm going to put up Psalms 23 and Psalms 91 in light of everything that has been going on with the wars happening. I think it's very important for us to remember our Psalms 23 and Psalm 91 prayers, establishing our peace in God, remembering he's got us covered. Oh, I see Sister Phyllis's hand up. Oh, there. My goodness. Now we hear you. Nope, we hear you. All right, how about Jude and Revelation verses? All right. Oh, well, that's fine too. Okay, I was going to say, you can't go wrong reading the Bible, so whichever you'd like to read, that's fine. Yep, amen. All right. Amen. Thank you. And now I'm going to share the screen again, and I'm going to put up Psalms 23. Declare this boldly over yourself, remembering God's love and care for us under all circumstances. Here we go. Psalm 23. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Wonderful promises. And here we go. Psalm 91, this is from the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. We pray this over you. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say, Yahweh, my refuge, and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lion and adder, trample on savage lions and dragons. And God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Amen. And thank you, Father, for those promises. So thank you all so much for being here tonight. Hope you gleaned lots from this. I'm sure you did. But just being together is a wonderful thing too. And we love it. And we thank you for being here. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. I had to think where I was for a minute there. Oh my goodness. We were yesterday. I don't know if you know how much Pastor said or if we said anything. I don't know. But the night before when Pastor went to work, he wound up with a hole in the radiator of the semi. So that's why he was kind of in and out. So then yesterday we had to run to Montana again, far into Montana, to get a new radiator for the semi so they could put it back in today. So our times were kind of messed up yesterday too. I know when I had put up the afternoon worship music, Brother Dan come on and laughed, and he said, you guys must be in Montana, you're an hour late. So it's funny, and it's true. Sometimes our phones and the vehicles we're in, they'll change their own time, and sometimes they don't. So it was so frequently we're confused about what time zone we're in. Anyways, all of that being said, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hope you can join us. We're doing some powerful praying that is helping change the atmosphere and bring the kingdom of God to this earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we need to be praying all day long, especially with all this stuff going on in Israel. We pray over Israel. We pray over the nation. We pray over our children. We pray over our families. We pray. And among other things too. So please join us if you can. In the meantime, have a wonderful, wonderful night. God bless your sleep. And God bless you with dreams and visions in the night. And we'll see you in the morning. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Visions in the night. And we'll see you in the morning. Have a good night. Bye-bye.